Gary, when were you at WTMA?
From the early to late 70s, and left WTMA to put another radio station on the air that became a local icon for a while, which was Q107, which is now Cat Country.
Gary, tell us about your memories of WTMA here.
They were phenomenal. They were truly phenomenal. Probably the best time of my entire life, growing up listening to TMA, and then right out of school being hired by John Trenton, who had just was stepping out of the morning show and program director to become the general manager, called me and offered me the all-night show, and I took it. And then just a very short time, Billy Smith left the station, and I fell into the midday slot. Left TMA for just a couple of months, went to Norfolk to work at a big blowtorch FM up there, and Bill Dudley, who used to be the engineer at TMA, and J.J. Scott, who used to be the program director back at TMA, called me and said, "Hey, come on back down to Charleston. We want you to do mornings on KTM. We're going to change the format," which is now Oldies 102.5. And the PD of the radio station was actually on the telephone when I was having the conversation and came storming in the studio with Mr. Attitude. I says, "Well, okay, I quit. Take over." 2 days later, we were back in town, and I was doing mornings at WKTM. And then Booby Nash had a little altercation. I don't know, politics goes on inside of a radio station when dealing with personalities all the time. And Booby quit, and so we actually did a flip-flop. Booby went to mornings at KTM. I went to afternoons at WTMA. Booby Nash, everybody loved him. Everybody listened to him. And I says to myself, you know, it's going to be hard to fill these shoes. And lo and behold, if I didn't increase his ratings by like, I forget what, third? Well, we were pulling back in those 60 shares. That would be 60% of the people in Charleston who had a radio were listening to me in the afternoons at TMA. And here I was a 22, 23-year-old kid. And it was just, wow, this is neat. You know, it's showbiz time, folks. AM frequency, and we played 45 RPM records. We had this big piece of plywood up there with pegs on it. You'd pull a record off the top. They weren't even in little protective shucks. We'd throw it on the turntable and reach over and cue it up to the beginning point. And as soon as you hit the switch, the record would start, and boom, you were on the air. I loved it. Feel very blessed by being a part of it. Had a great group of guys that we worked with.